Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Gene. Okay, looks like I'm going to need to call in. So, Gene, carry on. Let's see. Here we go. Let's just do this real quick.
Let me ask you a question. Do you prefer coffee or tea? This is a question we ask on our fun and informative millennial talk show called Coffee or Tea, No Phones Allowed. And why do I know? Because I'm Anna. I'm one of the co-hosts. It's a great time. It's a professionally edited weekly series that's free to watch on Be Unique's YouTube channel. That's B-U-N-E-K-E. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode and leave us a comment with your topic or guest recommendations. We love hearing from you.
Well, hello, everybody. It is Wednesday, and I am here with my buddy, Gene. We've been having a little difficulty, but there he is. We got it.
I learned something. I learned something today about this. So that's good. How you doing today?
Tell me what you learned.
Well, because if I call the show before you start the dashboard, essentially, to get the show on the air, then it doesn't work. So I called back. This is the second time I called back again, and it worked. So
nice.
So cool. It's good to know.
Awesome.
I love knowledge.
Knowledge is the best thing in the world to have and share, and that's why we do take a break with Gene and Mary. We have 15 minutes to share a little bite of knowledge,
and we've got a lot of it between us.
We do. And the fact that we're both Aquarius makes it easy because we both love to share our knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you that I usually start the show off with a word of the day.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I can do that anyway. Do you have a word for the day?
Well, you know, I tell you what, I keep coming back to anti-disestablishmentarianism.
I hate
because
that
of
word.
All the prefixes and affixes, it's like a puzzle to figure out what it really means.
Yeah. So what does
talk
it mean?
About language. Well, I need a piece of paper and a calculator to count the prefixes, but it's anti, so it means you're against.
Meaning not. Yeah.
Okay, and disestablishment would be removing establishment. So you're against removing the establishment. Or you're against the belief of the ism of that. So you're against the belief of removing establishment.
Well, actually, there's more than that.
Okay. Okay.
It goes way back.
Okay. I love this. All right.
Yes, it goes back to the 19th century Anglican Church of England. It is opposition to the withdrawal of state support from an established church. In other words, you don't want to remove state support from a church. Of course,
right.
Now we, you know, in America at least, that's one of the things that our country was founded on. Was anti-disestablishmentarianism because we wanted to make sure that the state had nothing to do with the churches.
Mm-hmm.
So we got that one solved.
Thanks. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I love it. today we're having, I'm hoping Barb will come over. We're building more wands and headpieces for the Renaissance Fair and the event afterwards. So, and the people in Okahumpka are missing us. So next week, Jean, next week you and I are going to gear up, and the weather should be good next week rather than cold, icy. And we're going to go and hang out with our friends over there.
Sounds good.
So, moving right along to our trivia question. And I want to remind people that you can get hints on beunique.org. Just go to the Jean and Mary show, and there are hints for every 5 hints and the answer. Folks, you can't get any easier than that.
Yeah, and the trivia question too. But you can even get them all ahead of time, so you can get way ahead of the game.
Yeah.
If you want. Yeah.
And this week's trivia is, which company invented the traditional red and white Santa using the colors of their product? And they still use Santa Claus in their advertisements. I just recently watched the Christmas Chronicles, and there was a billboard of Santa Claus. And then the real Santa Claus, of course, came through. And he didn't, you know, it's Kurt Russell, so he looks nothing like the billboard. And somebody said, you're not the real Santa Claus. He says, don't you know that billboards add to 100 pounds? So here are the hints. And I'm just going to give an abbreviation of the hints today, because I think we need to get into the meat of this story, our topic. The first hint is, this product is the most widely distributed product on Earth. And I will add that Mexico consumes twice as much as any other country, more than any other country, and twice of the United States. Now, hint number two, this product was invented in 1886 by a Civil War veteran pharmacist who was suffering from a war injury. And hint number three, this product has traditionally been considered a wonder cure for everything, including hiccups, colic, low libido, and relieving jellyfish stings.
Huh.
So all of our hints are longer than what I just gave you. So if you want to see the rest of the hint and learn more about this product, go to
beunique.org.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got lost in thought for half a second because
I do that all the time.
I lost my information about what I wanted to talk about. Our topic of the day is inventions of 2020. People think that, you know, when they're concerned that when they think of 2020, all they'll think of is the COVID pandemic.
Right.
But
that's a lot of people, that's all they're concentrating on.
Yeah. But that's part of the reason that we created the Jean and Mary Show. We wanted to bring more positivity into everyone's life and give them something to look forward to every day. And we have people who say that they look forward to listening to our show daily. And I thank you all, both of you.
I know at least one more, so that's at least three. And of course, I enjoy listening to you every day.
But anyway, because I kind of run the show. I take over. I try not to.
I mean, I hope you enjoy listening to me, too. You know?
I do.
So that's
I do.
I
enjoy having a conversation with you, and that's what it's all about, is just having a conversation.
Sure.
So one of the things that we're talking about today is some of these amazing inventions, because 2020 is so much more than one virus. Now, I will say that a lot of inventions were created as a response to the virus. But I found, and now this is by no means the end all to be all, but I found the best inventions of 2020 based on Time.com, Time Magazine. And if anybody wants to, they can go through there and find, you know, read how they chose these and whatnot. But There are things from artificial intelligence to help with accessibility. There are, I mean, oh my gosh, the pictures, I put pictures on our website that I think are the most astounding. Oh, where did that link go? I just lost it. Anyway,
unique.
I am so distracted today. I'm being terribly distracted.
Go to beunique.org, and then there's a link to the radio, Beunique Radio. And go there, and you'll see all the Gene and Mary shows, and click on that, and it'll take you right here to where you are today.
Yeah.
All those pictures. I invented something. I sent Mary a picture of it. I hope everybody goes and checks it out. Everybody was running out of TP, so I came up with an idea. You know,
and I thought it was very clever. Might be a little exposed out in the yard, but it was very clever all the same.
Oh, hey, we're all in this together. Come on, you know?
Yeah. So some of the inventions were things for accessibility. You know, there are a lot of people who rely on wheelchairs, powerful, like they call them power chairs. They're the electric or electronic wheelchairs. Well, they created one that's sturdier, and it's really made for people that, you know, well, the chair weighs about 400 pounds, but these chairs are made for people that have limited mobility, so it's not going to tip over as much.
Right.
So there's a greener running shoe, which I thought was pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah, because most running shoes rely heavily on oil-based synthetics, like plastic.
Sure.
And there's a company that creates the Tree Dasher, made almost entirely from natural materials, with a carbon footprint estimated at almost a third less than that of the average sneaker. They They use eucalyptus, merino wool, castor bean oil, and sugar cane. It's supposedly very high performing as well. And I mean, there are so many things that were invented this year that I can't even, there's no way we can cover it all. One thing that I thought was really cute, there's a skill building robot called the Embodied Moxie.
Really?
You know, it's kind of like a Mr. Rogers neighborhood character, but it's also like Hal from science fiction. It was created by vets of the children's show Hal, Pixar, Jim Henson Productions, and experts in child development. It's designed to help boost the social and emotional skills of 5 to 10-year-olds. It does cost a little bit. It's almost $1,700. But it's a compassionate... You know, it would be great for a child with learning disabilities or someone who's very, very shy, you know. But there are so many other things, and we are definitely running out of time. There's a refuge for bees. Somebody created this great little refuge for bees.
Cool.
I was trying to find it. A lot of connectivity things, a lot of electronics, of course. There was something about water.
You know, one thing I noticed too, that I stopped for coffee in my drive-through situation, and people, they started using little containers to hand things back and forth, so we're not actually handing things to each other. I thought that was kind of a cool invention.
Yeah, and look at all the unique ways that people have started protecting themselves, you know, with a face mask and gloves and hand cleaning. But also when you go to order food, like you said, there's a shield. You go to the post office, there's a shield. And everybody has their own take on how to do that.
Sure.
Everybody has a new way to discuss it. Oh, here's what I found. Water everywhere. It's mobile generator that produces fresh drinking water from the air.
Oh, yeah.
You can dump discarded plant and animal materials, such as wood chips or nutshells, into the machine. And then this machine heats it up and releases water vapor into the air in the process. Then the generator condenses the vapor into drinkable water.
Nice. Yeah.
It's about the size of a 40-foot transport container. That's almost what it looks like. And they work together with the World Food Program, formed a partnership to bring the generator to a refugee camp in Uganda, as well as communities in Tanzania. That sounds like a unique story if ever there was one.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But, folks, we are out of time. The day flies by when you're having fun. And I hope everybody listening has had fun. And tomorrow we're going to talk about snooze or lose. And
snooze or lose. Okay.
Snooze or lose. And I think tomorrow may be my last day to work with any volunteers who want to come by. And if you're listening and you don't know where Come By is, contact me through the website and let me know if you're local to Central Florida. And I'll tell you where we are building and creating these amazing wands and headpieces. And Gene, you're going to, it's going to blow your mind when you see what we've done.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. These ladies woke me up this morning. Well, they didn't wake me up, but they were here at 8:30 this morning.
Uh-huh.
And I always say, don't come to my house before 10 if you want me to be sociable. And,
but you were anyway, huh?
I was almost. I tried not to bite too many people. Not too many ankles got bitten in this production. But we're out of time. Totally, completely out of time.
Yeah. All right. Well, I will talk to you tomorrow.
Yes.
Thanks
we
for
will
listening
talk
in,
tomorrow.
Everybody.
Yeah, tomorrow we get to talk about snoozing and losing. That's going to be a fun
snooze
show.
Or lose.
Well, snooze or lose.
I'm looking forward to it. I'll see you
All
then.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, Gene.
See ya.